how clever investor Cody Sverber is wrong. But before I get into that, let me first of all slow down. Let me slow my roll and say, clever investor Cody Sverber. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I'm talking about how clever investor Cody Sverber is wrong. But before I get into that, let me first of all slow down. Let me slow my roll and say, clever investor Cody Sverber is a guy that I've actually followed for a while. Based on the timeline of what I hear on his videos, there's a good chance that we probably came into the game around the same time. I closed my first deal in December 2005, but I see him sometimes say 14 years, 15 years, I'm not sure. But either way, I learned from all of these guys. I have utmost respect for them. If anybody has any kind of platform and they're teaching stuff and about real estate wholesaling, investing, digital marketing, and they come on my radar and I talk about what they talk about, I have the utmost respect for them and I'm learning from them just as well. But every now and then, there's something I want to clarify, and in order to clarify it, I have to make something wrong, or I have to pick out something that's basically wrong. If you take it at face value, it's wrong, but there's a good chance that I'm just taking them out of context, or there's a good chance I'm just trying to help other people not take them out of context. So sometimes people will use words, like Cody Sverber will use some words, and it's easy to take them out of context, and then you miss your way. And I'm going to point a few things out. We can all learn. I'm learning from him. There are many people that learn from me. There are actually some of the biggest gurus, people that are doing millions of dollars per year that have learned a lot from me. So we'll all kind of learn from each other's mistakes and stuff like that. So he has this video out here. It's about cash buyers. We're talking about cash buyers, how he's wrong about cash buyers and how to build a cash buyers list. There's a short clip here that I'm going to play for you, and then we're going to dissect it together and then learn and then keep it moving. Okay, so let's get into it.
But right now, my cash buyers list has over 30,000 cash buyers on it, right? I've been doing this business for a long time, so I'm always working to build my cash buyers list. And over time, I built a huge cash buyers list. But here's the thing. I sell all of my deals to pretty much about the same 100 people, all right? So that means out of all 30,000+ cash buyers on my list, I sell deals to the same group of people over and over and over. So you really don't need a massive cash buyers list. Like I said, a good deal will sell itself, all right? But now that I built a cash buyers list, it makes it really nice. I just get a property under contract. I use text message marketing to sell my deals. So I literally blast out a text message to all of my cash buyers. This one of the same 100 people typically buys it. That means the other, whatever, 29,900 people have never bought a property from me and probably will never buy a property from me. So it's not the size of your buyer's list, it's the relationship I actually built with the 100 actual buyers. And when I say buyers, I'm talking about professional rehabbers and professional landlords. All right? These are the people that literally can make a...
I agree with him. I mean, I don't have to agree with him. You heard him say he has 30,000 people on this list, okay? Among all 30,000 people, only 100 people, for the most part, pick up his property, right? That's absolutely believable, okay? Just do the math real quick right there. 100 over 30,000, and you know basically your ratio there, okay? So, and he also says, you know, he uses text messages, all those kind of things. Basically, he has relationship with this, with the same 100 people from time to time, pick up his property that he has under contract, right? And I agree with all of that, okay? Here's the part I'm going to disagree with him, and I'm going to tell you that he's wrong on face value, okay? Like I said, just keep things in context, okay? It's basically me clarifying something for you. In order for him to have that 100 people, I think he forgot to tell you that he had to build 30,000 people first, okay? Maybe not all 30,000 people. What I'm saying is that he's able to tell you that ratio because he has 30,000 people on the list first. So out of every 30,000 people, there's 100. He found after 14, 15 years, right? He found that there's the same 100 people that buy properties all the time from him. Well, here's the thing. when you start building your game and you start getting contracts, you're gonna find eventually after a time that some people are happy coming back to you from time to time. That's only natural, okay? However, the question now I'm gonna ask you is, if you go after the next 100 cash buyers right now, are they gonna be your own 100, okay? Your own 100 out of 30,000? Maybe not. There's a good chance, actually there's a 99.99% chance that the first 100 you get are gonna be full of it, and they're not gonna be serious enough to pick up a property from you. For whatever reason, they're not qualified. They can't afford to buy your property, right? So what do you do in that kind of scenario? You got your first 100, the 100 is not in it, right? Your buyers are not in it. The second 100, that makes 200 now, right? That 100 buyers is not in it. The third 100, that means 300, right? The 100, your 100 buyers are not in it. Maybe there's two, maybe there's four, maybe there's five, right? But not 100, right? It's always some kind of ratio, right? And the ratio is usually small. So I'm trying to see if I can do the math really quickly. 100 out of 30,000 is quite, I mean, just take 100, that's one by, let's do that math real quick. That's one by 3,000, one by 300, something like that, right? But it's a ridiculously very low ratio. But it's not that low if you know that I got 30,000 people. Over time, it took me maybe $1 or maybe one hour of my time to get my first one person on my list, whatever that means to you. But eventually, over time, you build this healthy buyers list. You have 20 buyers on it, you have 50 buyers on it, you have 100 buyers. So here's where it's wrong. He made it seem like all you have to do is go out there and get 100. Okay, maybe he didn't mean that. I'm taking him out of context, but I'm just trying to clear it up for you that no, by the time you get that first 100, maybe you're gonna have 2-3 buyers on it that are serious, okay? So it shouldn't stop you. Just keep building the buyers list. Some people are gonna buy now, some people are gonna buy 10 years later, and everything in between, right? The key thing here is to build your list. That's to build your list. So how is he wrong? Well, he's not wrong, because at least he admits to it that he had 30,000 people on his list. Most of them will not admit, yeah, that you need 30,000 or you need to perpetually be building your list, right? I don't think you need 30,000, but I think you should perpetually be building an ever-growing list. That's what I think. If it's one per day that you have to your list, you need to be doing that. If it's three per day, if it's five per day, you just need to be doing it as you're building a business along the way. You need to learn the skills of building a healthy cash buyers list. That's one thing we can all agree to. He just agreed to it. If he has 30,000 people on his list, chances are you should be growing your list towards that goal as well too, right? However, don't think your first 100 are gonna be your 100. It's always gonna be a low fraction of those people that will buy, but that's what makes the numbers work. Now, here's something he hasn't pointed out that I keep telling you. You need to build a list in a way you can monetize the list in other ways outside of selling them a house, selling them a property or a contract or a deal, right? You need to build in a list You need to build a list in a way that you can monetize the list. Am I making sense? How do you do that? Find affiliate offers. Find affiliate offers. You go to places like clickbank.com, you go to offervault.com, you go to jvzoo.com, and you can sign up as a free affiliate. You grab a specialized, customized link, and then you market that to your list as you're building, so you can bring some money in, so you can have more money, and you can return that money, your return on investment, back into investing into building your list over time as you're selling properties as well too. They're not teaching that. Chances are, maybe they think it's gonna overwhelm you, or they don't think it's part of the business. No, it's part of your business to learn how to not just build a list, but monetize the list with affiliate offers or your own personal product if you have that kind of experience. If you don't have experience in the game, don't try to teach a course, because they can see through the BS, right? But if you have other people that are selling courses, I think I have an affiliate. I have affiliate offer. All you have to do is come in through and download this book. You'll be able to sign up, and then you can sell my product for a commission. You can go to commissionjunction.com. You can go to Offer Vault. Like I said, you can go to clickbank.com. There are many other affiliate platforms out there. You find related products, something that has to do with real estate. You offer it to people on your list so you can bring in some money as you're building your list. It's really, really a simple process. You can literally slow down this video, pause it, and write it down as I said it. But it's a simple process that you can use to perpetually build your list and make money as you're building the list, and you don't have to wait for a deal before you make money, okay? First time you're hearing that here, okay? So keep note of that. If that makes sense to you, give it a thumbs up. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Look at these books, okay? Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can get it for free right now, the PDF version at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It's also available in paperback, available in our audiobook, available also in our Kindle, you know, all the other versions, right? But also, if you go there right now, I'll give you this extra one. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I'll give you for you for free. If you go there right now, it's called smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.